Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Yerucha program. We're going to be Isaac in the sugyas of Mekach Tovs. Now, sometimes we could delve straight into a sugya, but here, what we have to discuss when we lead up to Mekach Tovs is we have to discuss what Mekach Tovs is not. And this is the Indian that we learned previously, before Mekach Tovs, we learned the Indian of Ainoa. It's important. The Rif starts his discussion of Mekach Tovs with a basic distinction between Oino and Mekach Tovs. Oino is about fair pricing, and there's all sorts of price limitations to how long, how much of a difference is Nitin Litvia, how long can one go to Bez and actually press a claim in terms of Oino, how different the price has to be, and so on and so forth. Mekach Tovs, none of those distinctions exist. And the reason for that is very straightforward. Oino, by definition, I'm selling you what I made up to sell you, and you're paying me what you made up to pay me. The Torah protects a person who's been taken advantage of, is not having known the price, or the accurate price, and the Torah protects him. But it's a schus, and it's something outside the fact that there was a legitimate sale that took place. Mekach Tovs, by its very definition, means no sale took place. If I sell you a car, and the car is supposed to be on a certain level of quality, I sell you a house, and the house is supposed to have this many boilers and this many bathrooms and so on. If the facts on the ground don't meet what the thing that was sold is, I never sold it to you. You never bought it. So in actuality, when Mekach Tovs takes place, there's no sale. Therefore, it's not shaykh to talk about some type of statute of limitations on how long you could press a claim. It's not a claim really to press. All it is just coming out with saying, hey, this is not the thing that I bought. What the customer really does by Mekach Tovs is he's saying, this is zelo ze, like we say in Ivrit. This is not what I bought. Now, in that we have to qualify. Because there might very well be, that there are two levels to that. There's a type of Mekach Tovs, which is the concept that we just described, is rather straightforward. Meaning to say, what happens if I pick up a phone, I order from a grocery store, I order them, they should be delivering me a crate of apples. They actually deliver me a crate of oranges. It doesn't take any judgment or any phone call back on my part to define the oranges and not being, you didn't sell me oranges. I never made up a price for oranges. You charged me for apples. You sent the wrong crate. It was put in my backyard. Do I have anything to do with oranges? You just didn't deliver me the apples. The oranges have nothing to do with me, and the price that I paid of apples has nothing to do with you. See, here you just charged me, and I didn't get anything in return. That's a no-brainer that concept is that there's no mekach at all. Now, where this does get a little bit more subtle is in the context of something which is not apples and oranges. So the way the Mishnah in Bava Basra, B'loshon Chazal, the way Chazal describe it is, there's a concept of chitin v'nimtza sa'irin, two different things, apples and oranges, or there's a more subtle type of mekach, which is called yofois v'nimtza rois, something of better quality, and it turns out to be poorer quality. And that has all sorts of rules. And we'll explain why. When I buy something, so let's assume that the understanding between us is that the merchandise or the food or the car or the house, whatever is being transacted, is being sold on a certain level of quality control. Sometimes local custom will determine how do we know what the quality control is. Sometimes it's basic common sense. Sometimes the FDA will determine that. Sometimes Shulchan Aruch will tell you rules that maybe are not the minig in today's world. And whatever's assumed between the two parties, how do you assume? You have to do your homework and see what's the basic assumption in the market. Now, I transacted with you for a car, and the car is a car. The problem is that the car is not the same level of performance that we would have expected. We made up a car, this type of car, and the car, it's not a different type of car. It's not that I paid you money for a Porsche and you delivered me a Toyota Camry. That's our apples and oranges. That's two different products. I said, you know, I bought a house on paper, and it was supposed to be a condo, and instead you sold me some little storeroom, you know, backyard apartment or something. You know, something which is not just a different level of quality, but something which is totally different. That would be an example of what the Mishnah calls chitim v'nim tzaroi. But when we talk about yofes v'nim tzaroi, we're talking about a car. That's not on the same level of quality. Of course, Chazal didn't have cars, so they did it with cows. The cow has a mum, it has a slight limp, but it's still a cow. It's still the cow. It's just not the same quality that one would expect. Kefi, what we made up. Kefi, what the understanding between it is. In that case, that's what's called, Siman Reish Lamed Beis deals mostly with the idea, what's called mum b'mekach. There's some type of chisorin in the mekach. You go into a dry goods store and some of the dust ruffles on the sheets or whatever it is are a little bit frayed. Nope, it's the same sheets. It's not the pshat that you transacted for pillowcases and they sold you quilt covers. That's two different things. That's apples and oranges. When it's delivered to my house, the thing that I didn't buy, I have no responsibility for it because I never bought it. It's your problem. I gave you money. I didn't get what I received. See that? I get the money back. Or if you want, you could place the delivery in the next day. I'll get that thing. But I have no relationship with the thing that was delivered because I never bought it. The thing that's delivered, which is that thing, it is those apples, but it's nimtza ro'is. It's not the same level of quality. That has different dinim. And this Shulchan Aruch goes into a bunch of dinim. Comes from the Rambam, from the Rav HaMagid. Let's say I receive a delivery of something and it is of inferior quality. True, there's a mum, there's something about it. It has a leak, it has a crack, it has a fray at the edges and so on and so forth. Any number of mumin that you could have. Let's say, you know, for right now I used it. If it's something that I definitely noticed, or the umdana is, the assumption is, that I did notice, the fact that I use it is considered an indication that I made my peace with it. That means, again, apples and oranges, there's no transaction. The fact that I used it won't make me the proud owner of the orange. I never bought oranges from you. We never made up a price on oranges. There's no mecca. But if I bought from you the apples, and then, you know, I made my peace. They're not as fresh as I would have liked it. I started peeling. And then I decide 3-4 apples, and you know what? No, this is not for me. You already accepted those apples as the apples that you bought. Now, let's point out something important. You can't, when you have something inferior quality, you can't hold on to the merchandise and renegotiate price. A mekach is a two-sided street. There's on the side of the seller, there's the merchandise. On the side of the buyer, there's the price. We made up that you're selling me this cow or this crate of apples, $20 for a crate of apples. I can't, as a customer, I can't say, well, these apples are only worth 15. I'll hold on to apples, I'm only willing to pay you 15. There's two choices here. Either I can accept the mekach as is, and I can make my peace with the inferior quality, and then it's $20, the way we made up, or I can give it back. Let's make that more real. I move into I take a rental, sight unseen. I took it was an ad, it was a site. I took the rental, it's a short-term rental, 3 months. I was coming from out of town. I didn't even bother checking it out. I come in, and it's clearly not what we made up. The bathroom is not up to par. The bedroom, the air conditioning, the heating is barely working. It's on a quality, inferior quality to, you know, standard what should be. I don't have a right to take the rental, but renegotiate the price. I mean, I could renegotiate, but it's the same thing as if I was coming in and trying to negotiate a price. I don't have a right to hold on to it and to force you to take less because it's worth less. I can't force you to rent out that apartment for less money. The deal we made up is for $1,000 a month. If I want, I could either make my peace with it and take it in the sense that that's the apartment we made up and I make my peace with the movement Sheva Mecca, or I say to you, Mekach Toys. Again, no statute of limitations, but I nullify the sale. I say to you that I don't want it. The one who is in the driver's seat, who holds the ignition key, on that is the customer. Because a mum shebemekach is a subjective quality of something, is a subjective experience. Some people might make their peace with it. Some people will decide, no, that's not up to snuff. It's not up to quality. I'm not willing to take that. The mekor comes from a man marrying a woman, and the woman also has mumin. There's some type of physical problem that he wasn't aware of, and so on and so forth. It's the woman you contract it for. It's not you pulled off the veil, and instead of marrying Rachel, you married Leah. That's a mekaktois. No two ways about it. That's apples and oranges, two different people. But if it's the same person, and by the way, we all have our mumin, so we all stand under the chuppah, hoping that our spouses, that's just the word for the wise, hoping that our spouses will accept us afterwards with the things they didn't realize, and maybe they'll even accept us with our inferior qualities. Okay, let's get back to mekaktois. That being said, the same thing as if you, the apartment, the car, the food, the meal that you bought in the restaurant, and so on and so forth. Things can always be of inferior quality. You either make your peace with it, and you buy it then, or you don't buy it. Now, what happens if you want to try it on for size, so to speak? There's no such halacha. It's either bought or it's not bought. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you use it, you lose it. Once you use it, that signals an acceptance of that thing with inferior quality. Now, that's not black and white. What happens if you used it unbeknownst? You didn't know about the mum. So you started driving the car. That says that you made your peace with a poor pickup. You bought the car expecting that the pickup is going to be on a certain level of quality. You're 15 miles out, as soon as you hit the first sharp hill out of the rental place, all of a sudden the car's not working the way you thought it would. So obviously you didn't make your peace with it. So there's a whole bunch of halachas, Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Beis. There's Rishonim and Achronim. If it's something that you should have noticed, something that you could have noticed, something where you clearly didn't notice, but it's something that anybody who really cared about the quality would have noticed. So that means if you didn't check it out, that means you don't really care about the quality, which is obviously subjective. You have to deal with somebody who's taking something for a year, you check it out. A rental, if I'm taking something for a week, I might take it sight unseen. Because I don't really care, it's a week. But I do have a right, if I come in and the place is infested and the air conditioning doesn't work, I definitely have a right to mevatel. If you take a rental for a year and you come in someplace and you don't really check it out, that means you made your peace with it. So that obviously that's a very subjective definition in terms of how rushed you were, what the time frame is, what's the norm in that type of agreement, what should you be checking out, what would meet the eye. The Gemara has an interesting case. The Gemara talks about somebody buys an animal from somebody, he shechts it, and then he finds that it's a trefa. You're not going to say that because, well, he used it, he shechted it, that means he made his peace with it. There's no way to know the animal's a trefa until you cut it open and find the trefas inside. Now, that's not the moicher's fault either, so that might have a different dynamic in and of itself. Do you make your peace with trefas or not? That's a rather obscure case. We're not going to go into that, but the idea definitely plays itself out. So that's the basic idea of mekaktois. And again, like we just said, there's two types of mekaktois. There's rois v'nitzis yofos, which is the context we're talking about. The apartment that's not up to quality. The car that's not working on that type of that level. And then there's the apples and oranges, the rochel and leia, the chit and the siren. Over there's no deal. And the way the Mishnah points that out is by saying that if it's apples and oranges, if the store delivers the crate of oranges and puts it in the back, and then let's say they want to, for some reason, they want to not sell you oranges. They deliver the oranges even though they made a deal with you on apples. They take back the oranges. There's no tying on them because they never were in contract with you for a crate of oranges. They were in contract with you for a crate of apples. So let's say besides for being a fruit store, they were also a caterer. And now there's somebody who they're not going to be able to cater properly because they need those oranges. There's a shortage of oranges. They want to take back the oranges. You decide, you know what, I didn't get apples, I'll use oranges. But I'm the caterer and I want to take back those oranges because the catering job is worth more to me than the $20 of oranges that's in the crate. If I'm doing an event, I want to make sure that it comes out right. And without the oranges, my color scheme is not going to work. I don't have to beg you for permission to take back those oranges. Because we were never on the contract for oranges. We were on the contract for apples. So it's really two different parts of mekaktois, but both of them are not enough. This is not a matter of fair pricing. And again, like we said, there's no right on the part of a wrong party. If you buy linen in a store, you buy a coat, and you find that the zipper doesn't work. You know, you decide you're not so cold, you generally don't use the zipping lining. You're willing to take the coat, but you go back and you say, look, you're not going to be able to sell this coat for the regular price to anybody else. I want to keep the coat, but I'm slashing 33% off the price. You don't have a right to do that because there's no contract between the two of you for 33% less. You could either keep the coat as is, or you can give back the coat if you want. You could renegotiate, but it's the same thing as if you're walking into the store and you're negotiating terms of price on damaged goods. It's completely a new mekach. Those are the two types of mekach toys. I would just point out, since we're so busy with what mekach toys is not, it's not a no, it's not a matter of fair pricing. There's a very obvious question that begs itself. Sometimes price will be the best indicator of what level of quality you actually contracted for. That's true. That concept of defining the mekach in terms of the price, that defines what the expectations are, that process is called hadomim moedim, and those are sugyas for itself. Where we say dhamma moedim and where we don't say dhamma moedim, where we use the price to indicate how much is included, and where we say, well, you know, let's say I contract with you for a piece of gym equipment. So do we include with that the safety mechanism and the buckles and the first aid that goes with it? Or is it the bare bones, just the piece of equipment? Maybe price will be indicative in order to define what goes into the mekach. That sugya is called Adam Medim. It's a little bit beyond the scope of this discussion, but definitely can be a factor in determining what quality or what quantity or what's included in a mekach.